wonderful to see so many people from diverse community in this meeting. That's the bond, that's the unbreakable bond. That's the bond that's gonna win us. Winners against the people that are trying to get Jeremy Corbyn out of Parliament, out of being Prime Minister. Jeremy Corbyn has proved beyond doubt that he's on our side. He's fighting our cause. He's fighting for normal people. He's fighting for a better world. He's fighting for a better country. He's fighting for a better society. Why can't we fight for that? Why can't we dream for that? We can have that. I just want to thank also, I was in the CLP in Hillsborough and Brightside, and those wonderful 110 people that turned up last night voted overwhelmingly to support Jeremy Corbyn. Give them a lot of hand. I also watched our MP who voted against him say that she regrets making the decision, which is better than saying that she doesn't regret making the decision. But let me say also that we need to also applaud the 40 MPs who stood by Jeremy Corbyn in Parliament. We need to thank them too. They've shown a sense of honour and grit that I didn't think any of the MPs had. But you know what's important about this? What's important about this is that 176 MPs are trying to they're trying to ensure that the voice of 250,000 people is not heard. That is irresponsible and disgraceful. They are trying to show us that democracy doesn't matter, but democracy does matter. Democracy is important. And our democratic choice was Jeremy Corbyn, and we have to fight for the democratic choice. Now let me tell you something else, which I really believe. I do think there were three sinister reasons of why those people did what they did in Parliament. One of them was the Blairites, who really believed that the Chilcot inquiry was going to be damning, and damning it was. So they wanted to make sure that the Parliament was dysfunctional. They wanted to make sure that the Labour Party was dysfunctional so the Chilcot inquiry can have a smooth sort of running. But it didn't, did it? The inquiry actually showed that Blair is a war criminal and must be tried in a court of law for the criminality of killing 1 million people. We lost 176 brave soldiers, but we only lost 1 million people in Iraq. For God's sake, we must do something about that. We must not allow this man and his cronies, Campbell and Straw and everyone else, get away with this. We should never do this. We should make sure they are there behind bars, saving the time sentences that they deserve. Yes. And there were those in the parliamentary party who are career politicians, Chuka Omar and the rest of them. They're looking to line their pockets. They're looking to get better jobs. They don't care. Jeremy Corbyn's not craving for power. He doesn't want to be prime minister. He doesn't see the office of prime minister as an office where he can be there to carpet bomb other countries. He wants that office because he wants us to have a better world. He wants us to have a better society. So ladies and gentlemen, I want you to really support Jeremy Corbyn because I think he's the right man for us. So just we can, just we will never ever give in. Yeah.